Scott Oxner is our guest. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Muscadet Chamber and their big event, which is happening on the 19th of September. Well, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here.
Yeah, thanks.
I know you're excited about this event. What's new and happening with the Chamber's event this year?
So it's the fall opener. I'm still not exactly sure why we call it the fall opener, but it's fall and the doors are open, so I guess we call it the fall opener. It's just been it's been the name for probably 30 years or more.
Right.
It's our biggest fundraising event of the year. We do a lot of really cool stuff with raffles and just the different items for dinner that people can have, live auction, music, so we get a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of people are out selling tickets. That's that's kind of a big push right now, isn't
it? Yeah, we can get tickets a couple different ways. So we're having it this year. We're having it at events at Castle Rock. We used to have it at a place in Muscadet, but we're going out there this year. So you can buy tickets online there. If you look it up just on the internet, events at Castle Rock, or if you're on Facebook, it'll take you directly to where to buy the tickets online. But there's people selling tickets. Chamber members have tickets. Steve Schneider in particular is the ticket master, so he has all the tickets, and then he gets everybody else encouraged to sell more tickets. So yeah, it's a great event.
Do you have more room at that venue then?
It's a little bit different room, so we'll have a room for the dinner, room for some of the raffles and the auction, and then there's still the whole bar area that's there. I don't know if you've been out there yet, but it's fairly big facility. So yeah, it's going to be a little different layout for us, but I think it's going to work great.
Talk about the chamber and some things that you raise money for and some things you do during the year, Scott.
Yeah, so during the year, we're raising money in different ways, but this, like I said, this is the big big fundraiser. Last year, what we did with some of the money was we did this historic Muscadet Mile. So there's probably five places through downtown Muscadet, from the railroad park in uptown Muscadet all the way to downtown by the river, and it just has the history of what businesses were there, what was going on, how did the city develop, and why is it laid out the way it is, what were the businesses that were around, what's the history of it. So, and we're still working on some of those at different areas that were kind of unique places in the community with unique people that were doing things in the past.
Have you had good response to that?
Yeah, great response. Yeah, it's a really cool project.
I know when you had Morel Fest, that was kind of one of the marquee things.
Yeah, the real driver behind it is Dan Barron's Honker. He was the one that kind of came up with the idea. I can't remember which city he went to. He saw something like that, and he really pushed it through. So, yeah.
Lots of great things in Muscadet. I like your Veterans Memorial as well out there. A lot of people appreciate that as well. So you have this event going on and some things locally. We have some local music and things like that to share that night.
So part of the, you know, part of the fall opener has always been the raffles or the auctions. And when it first started out, it was really a hunter's paradise. It was always guns. It was always all for guys. It's completely changed. There's still guns, but there's a lot of other things. And the biggest thing I want to talk about, what everybody wants to hear, is what kind of food do you have this year? So the food's a little bit different. So they're going to be making the food at Castle Rock. Normally we'd have a sit down dinner where we'd actually release the tables and, you know, table number one goes up, table number two goes up. This year it's going to be kind of a walking heavy hors d'oeuvres. So there's going to be a brisket carving station, a pork tenderloin carving station, shrimp cocktail shooters, bruschetta, or if you're fancy, bruschetta, spinach artichoke phyllo cups, grazing table by Meister's Cheese, so you can imagine there's going to be some cheese on it. And there's going to be some other things here and there as far as snacks go. So when we open up at 5, that'll be getting started right away. So there won't be, you know, an hour and a half or an hour to wait. You'll be able to eat. You'll be able to do your raffles, buy your tickets, kind of sign up for things and kind of get that going and do everything all at once rather than having it a little more regimented.
With all that food, where are you going to hang out? I mean, what's your
bar?
The bar.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a full bar at Castle Rock. Previously, when we had it, it was always just, it was beer and wine or you know, that kind of things. So it'll be, I think people will be a little happier with the selection this year.
So full bar.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you really get a lot for your ticket, don't you?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot. And then you're registered for the grand prize and there's a 50-50. There's a lot of things going on. When you get your ticket, you're also registered for those other things as well. And it allows you to do the raffles because you're entering your number on your raffle tickets. So when you get the ticket, other people can come and walk in if they want to. They don't even need a ticket to come. They can come in. They can participate in the live auction at the end, but they can't get in on the raffles because you got to have a ticket with your ticket number that says who you are and what you were bidding on. So, but we do have, so there's a couple of different things that we're auctioning off. There's a, like I said, there's a live auction, but there's a number of different raffles. So the raffles include, there's one raffle that's like power tools. There's three raffles that have three different styles of guns, shotguns, rifles, and handguns. There's outdoor items raffle where there's a, they'll have a grill, they'll have a tent, they'll have some outdoor chairs, they'll have things for grilling, they'll have food, like frozen food for grilling available. There is a fishing rod raffle this year. There's a walk around raffles. It's not exactly a raffle, but they'll take like a deck of cards, walk around and sell the cards. And one of the things they're raffling off is a spa package at Sundara Spa in the Wisconsin Dells. So there's a few things like that where they'll have an item, they'll sell tickets, and then they'll just pull a ticket. And if you have the, not ticket, the playing card, then you win.
That sounds just like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a really good time. We're also auctioning off, and I don't want to say auctioning, we're selling tickets for a street legal golf cart that we've been selling tickets for. It's been at Walsh's hardware store. It's been at the distillery. It's been out in front of Honkers. So it's kind of moving around. We had it at the Burger Night last week in the Railroad Park. So those are $20 a piece, and then you could win the street legal golf cart. It's kind of a cool little thing to zip around.
Those are really nice.
They're all over the place. Right. Yeah, there's a new place in town here selling them too. So they've got some really fun stuff.
New tech carts.
Yeah.
Right.
The live auction is, we're doing a number of things. There's going to be probably five or six different just kind of cool beer signs that Honker had as he did some remodeling. He just didn't have some place for some of the neons and different things. Oh. So he donated those. We're doing a Wisconsin River flyover. So there's a gentleman that's got an airplane that you can win this raffle. He'll take you up and down the Wisconsin River, or he'll take you over the top of Baraboo. I mean, he'll take you out there for a little, like an hour or so, and you can fly wherever you want him to fly. So that'd be kind of cool. Mississippi River fishing trip with, I think it's with Galen Bremer. He's a kind of fishing guide out there. A couple golf packages, Bucks tickets, Brewers tickets. There's a company that's, I don't know if it's a new company, but it's new to us, called Goliath Pursuits. And if you've got land, like if you've got 100 acres or 200 acres and you want to do a better job of managing the deer or hunting the deer or turkeys or whatever, they'll come in, do like an aerial view and help you set up the best lines of sight and hunting lines for that. And that's going to be one of the auction items as well.
You talk about unique things.
Yeah.
Those are things I've not heard about in other auctions, I don't think.
And there's a ton of other stuff. We're going to be donating something. There's other people donating things. I know there's an antique outboard motor, a Scott Atwater 3.5 horse motor from the 50s that's going to be up for auction. There's a lot of just stuff people bring, things that are kind of cool. And some of the things are homemade, like the artworks that they've made, or they've got some kind of neat thing that they just don't have a use for, but it's kind of an antique and they know somebody else would like it, so they donate it, and people bid on it, and it works out really good.
I think it does, because a lot of us accumulate a lot of stuff, and maybe we don't need more stuff, but an airplane would be really cool, or something.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Help us manage the deer or whatever. I mean, those are things that we can use, or practical things as well.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's September 19th, 5 o'clock to whenever it ends. At the end of the auction, we're going to have live music. So Martin Hunt is going to be playing there. He's from Lodi. So he'll be playing probably around 9 o'clock. He'll play for a couple hours, and then we'll wrap it up.
A full night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on.
Absolutely. And tickets are on sale. Is there a deadline, or can you still get them at the
door? You can buy tickets at the door.
Good.
Yep, you can buy tickets at the door. There's, I think you could buy tickets online the day of. So they've got the ability to see exactly who signed up, and it probably would run right till the moment you got there. But you could just walk in and pay for tickets.
Has it been a good year at English Prairie Distillery?
Yeah. Yep. Very good year.
Yeah.
A lot busier than last year. People are finding us. They're figuring out where we're at. So that's kind of nice. We get people from all over the, you know, the Midwest, really. A lot of people from Chicago, Milwaukee, all over the place that that stop in. Either they heard of us, they looked it up, or they drove by and said, "What's that? We got to stop in." So it's been nice.
That's probably the reaction if somebody just happens by on their motorcycle or whatever.
Yeah, it's like we've had a lot of those.
What is this?
You know? Where did that come from?
Yeah. And you brought along some product, it looks like.
Well, I brought this for you. So this is a new product that we're releasing that is a plum wine barrel finished rye whiskey. So it's 90 proof. It was in a plum barrel, plum wine barrel for about 3 months. And you're from this area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this will be like a sporting history lesson for you. Do you know that Ithaca Flash? Is that Dan Ironmonger? Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, I know Dan Ironmonger.
Yeah, so this is his plum wine. So I gave him a whiskey barrel. He put plum wine in it. He aged it for 6 months. He gave me the barrel back, and then I put rye whiskey back in it.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So how's the flavor? I mean,
it tastes like the rye whiskey, but it's got a little bit of the sweetness of the plum wine. It's good. And his plum wine that was in the whiskey barrel, that tasted really great too. I think I drank that bottle in one night.
Yeah.
I might have let my wife have one drink.
How is the Ithaca Flash doing though?
He's doing great.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
He's doing great.
Yeah, exactly. That might be putting a little more pep in his step there, it sounds
exactly.
like. Well, that's exactly. good. Give me my best.
Yeah, I will.
Anything else you want to add about the upcoming event there, Scott?
Yeah, so, get your tickets online at the events at Castle Rock or see one of the chamber members. You can do that anytime. We've got a couple weeks left, so it's going to be a great night. And there's so many new things with the new venue, the new food. Food and drinks are always the thing that people are, they want the prizes, but it's like you got to bring the goods on that first part of it. They want to be happy with the food, and I think they're going to be very happy this year.
Yeah, you made me hungry when you were discussing it there. My goodness.
Yeah.
Just the cheese alone.
Yeah.
So it all starts at 5 and goes through the rest of the night there, probably yep. till at least 11
yeah.
at the Castle Rock events.
Yeah, a couple things going on for us this week is we've started our open mic night at the distillery.
Cool.
That starts on Wednesday night. That's with Mike Johnson. You've had him in here.
Yes,
before.
We have.
You've had him in here.
He's very good.
So he kind of runs that, and then we get local people to come in and play, or they bring their instruments in, or they'll have Mike play and they'll sing. It's usually a really good time. That starts on Wednesday. Friday night, we're doing Singo Bingo. That's where we put it almost turns into a sing-along depending upon what the genre that they're playing. But you'll hear a song, you'll get a bingo card, and then you have to pick the song out, the title of the song. And it's okay to cheat a little bit, so you can use your app.
Oh, you let people use their phones then?
Yeah, you can use your phone. It can ring right here while you're talking to you.
That was a good, almost on cue.
So, and then Friday night we've got Tom Innes playing. So he's a really fun guy. He's from the Madison area. He's a lot of fun. So
great.
That's on Saturday.
And you're going to keep that up through the year, or do you kind of taper off a little bit after fall?
We usually have in the winter, we'll have like one person on the weekend.
On the weekend.
Like a Friday or a Saturday. It just depends. There might be a weekend or two, and like a holiday weekend where we might have two different acts. But a lot of times we're just just going for one because we don't know. Want to go too crazy.
Great. I'll have to bring my trumpet down on open mic night.
You should.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Bring it along to the fall opener. You can do the, at 5 o'clock, you can, I don't know, play whatever you play at the beginning of a sporting event.
The revelry or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Taps probably wouldn't be good at that point. But anyway, we appreciate you coming in, Scott. Yeah. Good luck with your event.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Scott Oxner joining us, representing the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce. Again, the fall opener coming up on September 19th. And if you stay tuned to WRCO, you might even have a chance to win a ticket. Thanks for joining us here on The Morning Show.